It's been a chaotic week, and I'm here with a little review of all the chaos. Welcome to my podcast. Get comfortable because it's about to get wild. So, Stray Kids released their Ordinary album on Friday the 18th of March, and it was a banger. Okay, everything about that album is a banger. Certified banger. Every single track. So many different genres, so many different takes. I am literally obsessed. And I'm not just saying this as a person who's a hardcore stan of Stray Kids. I'm also saying this as a person with really good hearing and understanding of what is good and what's not. If you somehow think that it's not good, feel free to exit my podcast right about now. My top three from this album is Trauma Maniac and Lonely Street. And well, my top three is absolutely pointless because it's changing by the hour. Because as I said, each of the songs have such different moods and vibes to them, and it just goes with what I'm feeling at the moment. That's it for my very super super small review of the album because my opinions are all super biased. All I have to say about each and every one of the songs is that they're really really good. Every time I listen to a Stray Kids song, Changbin and his rap have me on a chokehold. I cannot escape. It's the reason I became a stay, and it's the reason I'm still a stay. The whole group entirely, they're just super talented and amazing. And yeah, I'm super biased, so skip this part. Let's get into the juicy part of today's episode. So, I spent the whole last week witnessing madness. After Stray Kids dropped their album, and a few days after, the predictions started coming in about Billboard 200 album charts, and people became unhinged in the most ugliest ways possible. I contemplated doing an episode explaining what chart manipulation fraud entails in terms of charts and Billboard, and how there's really no evidence to provoke people spreading false rumors about Stray Kids, but I saw so many people do that already. And to the very best of their abilities, they really, really, really tried to explain to some of these idiots. And yet, still, there were people who pretended that they didn't hear anything or see anything. So I concluded that the whole thing didn't start because there's a group of woke stans that found proof of manipulation, but because K-pop stans enjoy putting other people down in the name of supporting their faves and coming out on top. And I thought, at first, that fourth gen stans were coming for stays because they were feeling a bit jealous. But guys, judging from the tweets, these people claim that they are just here to prove that they are better groups in the fourth generation with a more organic feel to them than Stray Kids. And I have to say, I honestly, literally never in my whole entire 23 years of life, I've never heard so many people using the word organic to describe sales, music, and charts. Literally, it's weird. The amount of times organic was being passed around was insulting. Like, it's, oh no, my group is organic and their sales are organic and they're more talented than Stray Kids and their growth is organic. And I'm just like, you doing this for what? I actually found this a bit hilarious because you have to be on a different high to claim that you hate a group so much that each time they achieve something, you're first to know about it and you're there clowning their fans and crying fraud or crying whatever in order to make your faves look better. Like, excuse you. First of all, here's a piece of advice. Stay in your lane. Just stay in your lane. It's not that hard. Like, even if your lane is really small, uneventful, and unsuccessful, it's the lane you chose. It's the lane you're on. You can't get out now. Clowning successful people isn't gonna make you or your faves any more or less notable than you already are. I don't get why stans love to involve themselves in other people's group activities if they claim that they hate them. It's easy. Just ignore them. You people want to act like you're being held hostage by these people. The jokes that were being made were not funny. It's actual defamation. And I was hoping JYP would do something about it and get some money out of it. It would be nice to sue idiots. I mean, it's easy money. And if you people actually knew anything about these boys or anyone that you've ever hated on, then you would know how dumb you actually sound in these posts that you make. You know the 5,000 likes that you have on the post doesn't make you sound smarter or right in whatever you said? You just attracted another large group of idiots. You people are talking about they don't have enough fans to sell that much. But I have a question. If you claim that you aren't a fan, then how would you know how many fans they have or how large the crowds they pull are? You are literally arguing with people based on information you got from Wikipedia. And it's embarrassing. It's literally embarrassing. This whole commotion then made me want to make a part two following my K-pop stan behavior part one. Because K-pop stans are always giving me content. And if I haven't said it before, I'll have to say it now. K-pop stans are insecure. And it's weird. People think that the fact that they stan a successful group makes them equally successful. And it's like, reality check, babe. No, there's nothing special about you. We're still the same. You are just like me. I cannot stand arrogant stans from popular groups acting like their group achievements are theirs. Then, like, being super insecure when other groups achieve something. Like, why can't you just focus on your super successful group and what they're doing instead of coming for everyone who's getting close to their achievements? And I'm saying this because I saw so many armies coming for stays saying, hey, you guys think you're doing big. Well, BTS earned everything that they achieved and this and this and this and that. And I have nothing against BTS, literally. I just think that the fans can be stupid. And not all of them, because I saw so many other people trying to just be like, this is weird, why are you doing this? But then there's also these weird ones coming for, oh, Stray Kids cannot be compared to BTS. And yeah, they cannot be compared to BTS. Like, are you mad? The amount of fans BTS has, achievements they've had, everything. It's literally incomparable. That's why I wasn't getting where the insecurity was coming from. Why are you fighting stays? They're nowhere near your achievements. People are just celebrating the possibility that they might be charting on Billboard 200 for the first time. I literally do not see where all the other stands of other groups coming to this. I just don't get it, especially armies. It's like mind-boggling for me. But okay, I mean, do what you want, even if what you want is to embarrass yourself. Okay, and another thing that I noticed is that K-pop stands have this weird super 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 obsession with charts. And I'm just like, why? Like, it's mind-numbingly annoying to see how every single time someone does something, and instead of saying, congratulations, you're doing great, they'll be like, no, my group is still the fastest to, like, run across the street in 2 seconds. And it's like, I literally did not ask. All I said was, the guy that I like ran across the street. You're like, oh no, but yeah, he ran across the street. That's nice. But my group was the first to run across the street for 2 seconds. Like, have you considered getting a life? Get off the flipping internet. It's really just weird. It's so weird. And I know it's different with Western artists because I stan a lot of people who aren't as successful as mainstream artists who have a handful of achievements and are barely known in the industry. I'm right here crying, oh my gosh, guys, they're so talented and whatnot. Stop obsessing with charts. People are gonna chart high and some people are just not gonna chart as high, and it's just the reality. And also, this is as my favorite thing I noted about stans. You people will try to convince each other that just because your group is coming from a smaller and less well-known company that they're more talented, more hardworking, and just underrated. And in most instances, that is not the case. Your faves are literally just unsuccessful because that's where life has landed them. Stop trying to make it seem like groups from bigger companies are sleeping through life and just getting awards handed to them every single time that they blink, because that is not the case. You are not an industry insider and you know nothing about the behind the scenes. These people work hard, and sometimes people get lucky and sometimes they don't. If you like their music, then just listen to it in peace and stop trying to convince everyone else that they shouldn't be that you know, that they shouldn't like more successful groups because they haven't earned their keep. Can you respect yourself? Because I'm happy for you if you think your group is the best at what it does, but stop bringing other people into the conversation. We didn't ask. We do not care. Be normal for once. Respect yourself. Like, let's be serious about this. It's music. It's literally just music. I should have led with that. This is all just music. If Stray Kids is going to chart number one on Billboard 200, congratulations for them. Has your group ever charted Billboard 200 number one? No. Okay, so why are you in the conversation? If you wish them well, then okay, well, maybe they might do it in the future. And that's on them. I wish them good luck. But I do not care. Right now, the moment is about Stray Kids and what they're about to achieve. And everyone's trying to celebrate them. And here you are screaming, oh, this is fraud. There's no way that people bought that many albums. What do you know? How do you know how many fans they have if you claim that you're not a fan? There's literally no way of you knowing that. And stop going on Wikipedia. It's not a trusted source. Like, which school did you people go to? Where did you learn that you can use Wikipedia to, like, strengthen your argument? It's just so dumb. The whole thing is not even as chaotic, actually. Now that I think about it, I'm looking back and I'm thinking, this is just dumb. ARMY is fighting with these babies, and I'm saying this because Stray Kids are babies in comparison to BTS. It's just not making sense. It's me fighting with my little sister because they passed their English test, and I'm like, oh my gosh, bitch, you passed your English test? Well, let me tell you what I've done in 24 years. And then I start listing out all these ridiculous things, and everyone would look at me and be like, are you serious? But then you expect us to look at you normal for when you're comparing our Stray Kids to BTS? Like, get yourself together. Pack it up. Pack it up. We're not asking for this. And to the fourth gen stans, shut the fuck up. Just shut up. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I'm talking for so many other people. We are tired. Just stan your group in silence. Stan them, praise them, but stop trying to bring us into the argument. You'd be like, oh my gosh, my group is so good at singing, that group can't relate. Oh, this is what good music sounds like. That other group can't relate. Could you just have said, wow, this is a really good song, I like it, and then shut the hell up. Just shut up. Because if you think it's good, then that's enough. That's good. That's good for you. Your ears are the ones listening to this. Stop trying to force it down my throat. I do not care. I'm not trying to hear that. But then with ATEEZ, I just feel so sad for them every time they're coming for every time they're coming for stays, I just like, why are you doing this? Because I genuinely think that ATEEZ is like super talented, and I like a couple of their songs because I listen to music. I'm not here for your fucking weird little fights. Just like, get yourself together. I just want to listen to music and be happy. Stop trying to like, oh, my group is better than yours and my group is better than yours. Just stop it. And what I've added to the first part of my K-pop stan behavior is that K-pop stans are ridiculous and dumb. K-pop stans are insecure. K-pop stans obsessed with charts. K-pop stans need a life, and someone needs to take their phones away from them because this is getting dumb. Imagine the people who are discovering Stray Kids this week because they're about to chart on Billboard 200, right? And they go around looking for tags with Stray Kids on Twitter, and they're finding these dumb little edits that you people are making talking about Stray Kids fraud, and you have nothing to back it up, and you're just like, oh no, it's impossible. Then there's people buying 100 online albums. Like, are you listening to yourself? Are you really listening to yourself? You know, Twitter has that little review thing. I don't know if everyone has unlocked the function, but you know when you're like about to send a tweet and then they like review this, is this really what you want to say? And I'm like, are you guys not going through that when they ask you that, and then you send and you're like, yeah, this is okay, and you don't think it's dumb? Self-awareness, guys. you need self-awareness. This is embarrassing. Really, if I was an artist and I was one of the groups that my fans were fighting with stays this whole week, and I was going on the internet like, damn, my people are really embarrassing me. And I would just want to hide, and just embarrassing. Absolutely mind-numbingly gutting. It's embarrassing. Get a life. And that's the summary of events. I could have made this longer, but I'm like, do these people really want to sit through me just talking about how dumb and idiotic people are? No, you don't want to sit through that. You already experienced it this whole past week. I was just summarizing it. What the hell's happening to me today? I was just summarizing it for those people that are not on Stan Twitter and didn't witness this. And yeah. That's that for that. Let's get into the segment that talks about K-dramas. But before I give a recommendation for the K-drama and talk about why it's essential for human existence, can we talk about Pachinko? Because it's finally out, and I've waited for so long because I love Lee Min Ho, and it's made me wait for so long, and finally it's out, and I'm dancing, and I don't know what to do, and I'm like, damn, man, you're giving me everything I'm asking for. Guys, Pachinko was such a brilliant book, but to finally watch it in the form of a series is just giving me shivers. I watched the 3 episodes already, and they were glorious. He is so bad. He's such a bad character. He's literally the worst person. I knew he was bad, but watching it, I'm like, damn, bruh, you're really bad. Like, you're really bad. I'll come back with a proper review after episode 4 next week, Friday. But yeah, this is a review of a show that I recently finished after really, like, a long time. Make sure to watch it because it's really, really good. And yeah, let's get into the segment that everybody likes. That's less chaotic and more happy. Da 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 da. Once upon a time, there was a boy who's really unfortunate, comes from a pretty poor family and travels from like a rural area to live in Seoul, big Seoul city, and he's so ready to strive because the man that he used to go to university with has promised him a job in an office that he has opened, and he thinks that the guy would be a perfect fit as an intern there. He's a writer, so he's trying to write a book, and it's really hard because you don't just succeed when you do things like that. And so he goes looking around for places to live, only to discover that, hey, it's really pretty kind of expensive. And he's also trying to save money at the same time, so he ends up living in a residence that looks beyond dingy. I'm talking dark hallways. It looks like it stinks. It's falling apart. It's the size of a wardrobe. It's barely anything. But you know what? He's thinking, I'm just gonna live here for a few months and then I'll leave the second that I make enough money. The people that he lives there with are all very suspicious looking. They just give off the bad vibes, worst vibes, and he decides, you know what, I can do this. If it means I'm gonna leave in a few months, I can do this. And then he starts going to work as an intern, and he gets there, and well, the boss is like boastful, like his senior sort of friend guy is like super boastful, and there's this guy that he works with who definitely just doesn't like him just for the sake of not liking him. Like, there's just no reason why he doesn't like him. And the whole time since he's arrived in Seoul, he's been unable to see his girlfriend because their schedules clash and she's always busy and he's always busy. And they have to keep canceling on each other. But you know what? They're still in this, which is what I love the most, okay? And keep in mind, this is still a summary. A very, very, a descriptive summary, I guess. And so the story goes on about his stay at the residence, which turns out to be darker than expected. Like, I expected some dark stuff, yeah, initially, but it gets like murderous, dark, sick, twisted, manipulative, a bit psychological. It's messy. It's very, in a good way, it's a good type of messy. And then, the whole Strangers from Hell title just talks about the people that he finds in that place, how horrible and how the main character feels alone and feels like he's become a stranger to everybody because nobody understands him. And then he gets to a point where he just feels like, wow, like he's really all alone in this, which contributes to his mental health and his eventual breakdown within the show. it's gonna shock you. It's gonna have you at the edge of your seat. It's gonna make you feel creeped out, and it's gonna make you think a lot, but not too much. Not too much where you're like, I don't even know what's happening, but like enough to be like, why are they doing this? And how is this so good? I think everybody who acts in this show is perfect. They fit their characters so well, and it's kind of like the perfect show, like for suspense crime, for suspense thrillers, crime. Jeez, crime just keeps coming out of my mouth so easily. I guess we're just gonna have to say it's crime. I mean, somebody else would say it's crime. I just had chosen that I wouldn't say that it's crime. But yeah, it is brilliant. Sorry, I keep saying brilliant. Let's say it's amazing. It's really good. It's captivating. It's a good show. And I promise one thing is, by the time you get to the last episode, episode 10, your heart's just gonna drop. There's just a moment in it where you're like, what? How could this happen? Or why? Or anything. You just have so many questions. But it's all answered, and everything is just kind of resolved at the end. I was hoping for a season 2 because I liked it, and I couldn't believe it was over, and I wanted more from the characters. That is the only reason why I'd want a season 2. But I don't think it will ever have a season 2 because everything just kind of ends. Everything is done and dusted, and it's like you can tell it's the final chapter. So yeah, watch it for purposes of being shocked out of your wits, and just good acting and good vibes, energies all through. Okay, and a little spoiler, cannibals. Now, that's about as best as I can do in terms of a review. Would I give it 5 stars? I don't know. Do people give 5 stars to shows? Do people give stars to shows? I'm gonna give it a 3. Why? 3 seems like a really good number, and I'm not feeling like a 5. What's a show I'd give a 5 to? Signal. Reply 1988. There's so many shows, but yeah, I'm giving this one a 3, but not because it's bad. Because yeah, it's a really good show. It's amazing. With the other things that I would change, I'm not a producer. If I start talking about, oh my gosh, I would have changed this, then I start sounding like the people that I hate the most. And I'm not gonna do that to you guys. I'm not gonna do that. You deserve so much more. So yeah, go watch Strangers from Hell because you deserve it. It's available on Netflix, and I don't know what else. I just watched it on Netflix. So yeah, just go watch it. It's everywhere. It's a beautiful show. Let me know what you think, and I'll give more recommendations if this one works out. And yeah, that's about it. That's all I had to say about K-dramas. I love that K-drama Twitter is like peaceful and silent and just happy. And that's all for today's episode. See you next time. Bye.